This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of theology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Well, hello there. Happy Easter to you, wherever you happen to be. Hope you have a chance to celebrate with some family, tie into your family. Remember, this is a very special day, 273 days until next Christmas. I'm not trying to get you excited about Christmas shopping, but it's 273 days until the next Christmas day, the birth of Jesus Christ. And this is a religious holiday. We shouldn't forget that. We celebrate that or remember in a variety of ways. I have the great pleasure and opportunity of going to Easter Mass earlier this morning, early 7 o'clock. I was there at church, at a local church where I live in my hometown of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Father Cleo Milano performed the service as a priest that I know. I don't happen to be Catholic, but I celebrate these days. I'll tell you this, and just to get you thinking a little bit about your own personal commitment. It's your choice, and I understand that. I'm not a Presbyterian or a Baptist or a Catholic. I'm a Christian, which means that I've done what the disciple James told us to do, and I was named after the disciple James in the Bible, the brother of Jesus Christ. James said, just keep it simple. You know, do good works, help people around you, and believe in the guy upstairs. That's really all it takes to be a Christian. And all these differences we've split off with Martin Luther and with the Methodists and the Presbyterians and the Baptists, and these differences are not biblically defined differences. The differences are mostly man-made, quite frankly. They're not God-made. They're not Scripture-made. And so religion is a very personal thing to me, and I hope it is to you. Hope that you have a power of prayer and thought that goes beyond just the everyday life of living here on the earth. Maybe you do. Maybe you're agnostic. Maybe you just don't believe at all. And that's an individual right. I don't knock your individual freedom. But if you are in the religious realm, as quite frankly most of us are, then I would suggest to you that today, Easter Sunday, is the most important day of the Christian year by far. And I'm not just saying that. The Apostle Paul told us that this is the most important Christian day because without Jesus' death and resurrection, the entire Christian faith is in vain. And so it is a special day in that focus. And we enlarge that in America like we always do. We go to excess and bring some of the other things in. You know, we're out doing Easter egg hunts. Hope you'll be there with your kids or grandkids or nieces and nephews like me hunting Easter eggs later on today. I wondered about Easter eggs, too, by the way, how that got us all involved in the Easter holiday. Easter eggs are nothing that is worldwide. Most historians would tell you, if you look it up, that German immigrants back in the 1700s settled in Pennsylvania, and they brought it to tradition of an egg-laying hare, an egg-laying Easter rabbit, a rabbit, a bunny, called Osterhaus. And children made nests the day before so that the hare or the bunny could lay the Easter eggs. And you say, and no one really knows about the eggs, why they're so important. There's theories that's the giving of life. I don't believe all that. I think the one that makes best sense to me is that during Lent, if you're Catholic or you give up something in Lent, that Catholics don't eat eggs during Lent. It's something you give up. Well, if you're in a small community in Germany, The hens don't stop. The hens keep laying eggs, even though they're not being devoured. So you got to do something with the eggs. So you save up all those eggs. And when the Easter day comes around, then the tradition of the hare, Osterhaus, is there. You want to give something for the hare to offer you. You got all these eggs, right? So you offer them the Easter eggs. And so that makes pretty good sense, quite frankly. Again, we're not a religious show, but I do try to touch on special days like this. And there's so much, you know, it's so interesting that religion is something that didn't happen 2,000 years ago. I mean, we're fighting wars in the Middle East over religion. It's a religious focus is what it is. And we're learning a lot more. You think after 2,000 years, what more could you learn? You just couldn't learn anything else. Well, you can learn a great deal. What is evolving, I'm finding, and I read a good bit about the Christian church, is that the apostles have evolved a lot more. You know, when we don't know much about the apostles. We know very little about Jesus Christ. We think we have an eyewitness or two. We really don't know if you read the Gospels. But these apostles were not really brilliant figures in history. I mean, there's Doubting Thomas. You know, he doubted Peter, St. Peter, who denied Jesus three times when he's being tried and crucified. Remember what happened in the Garden of Gethsemane when all the disciples went to sleep on Jesus? Couldn't even get him to wake up to pay attention to him. And so the apostles had to evolve after the death of Jesus Christ. And there's a lot being written about that, quite frankly, about the fact that how much influence did the apostles actually have. And so there's fascinating history within the church. Then you try to define Jesus Christ in this day and time. You know, you've got this image that, quite frankly, the artists paint, and you see in some churches that Jesus is kind of a watered-down, corporalized, simplified, gentrified, you might even say sissified version of a meek creature holding a lamb. That's what you get out of most churches, quite frankly. Look, this guy was quite a radical. He spent his adult life speaking truth to power, challenging the status quo of his day, pushing back against the abuses of the Roman Empire. Jesus was an extremist, quite an extremist. He was an itinerant preacher. You don't know if he had much education at all. He was a revolutionary activist, and he died challenging the police state of the day, which is the Roman Empire. So when you talk about people feeling very strongly about their beliefs in this day and age, there is a tradition that goes back to the very founding of religion, at least the Christian religion, that paints Jesus Christ not as a peaceful, easygoing guy, but as someone who said, if there is abuses going on, we've got to address those abuses. And it's up to us to define how that focuses on our country, on our family, in the world today, in terms of how you define radicalism. How far do you go? Bernie Sanders is somewhat of a radical figure. Donald Trump certainly is a radical figure. They're kind of two opposite poles of the spectrum. And I'm certainly not tying Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump in any way at all to the tradition of Jesus Christ. I'm just saying they're speaking out in a way that shakes up a lot of Americans. This focuses on specific problems that they perceive has a direct effect on America losing its power throughout the world and its focus and not taking care of its people enough. That's what Trump is espousing, quite frankly, in terms of his comments on terrorism, keeping us safe, standing up for the middle class, keeping jobs home in America. Bernie Sanders is saying a lot of the same thing Trump is saying. Sanders brings in health care a good bit. Oh, he's so radical. Well, all he's saying is, look, anybody 65 and over has Medicare. Let's just expand that a little bit more, as I don't think it's all that radical, quite frankly. But anyway, it all ties in to what is comfortable for you and what beliefs give you your own personal foundation. And today is a good day to think about it and to reflect and to share some stories with your family. Hopefully go to church if you can. It's the most important Christian holiday by far, the day that Jesus Christ rose again from the dead, the whole foundation of the Christian religion. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. We're going to come back and talk about some more of these ideas. My website's www.jimbrownusa.com. Freshen up your coffee, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
If you're a contractor working in homes built before 1978, you could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500 per day per violation. If you're a landlord or property manager with rental properties built before 1978, you too could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500. We're Kachina. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions, helping contractors and landlords comply with the new lead paint laws. Avoid the penalties. If you work on pre-78 houses, you must certify your firm. You must be a certified renovator to test for lead paint. If positive, you must use lead safe work practices. You must keep a tight paper trail in case of an audit. This law is enforced by the EPA or your state. If you remodel or rent properties built before 78, call Kachina for free information and a free phone audit. Call 888-800-5224. 888-800-5224. KachinaLeadPaintSolutions.com. Call is free. The audit is free. 888-800-5224. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Happy Easter to many of our listeners, and I said in an earlier segment that this is not a religious program, but a day like Easter, we want to take a few minutes to commiserate, to review back, to encourage you to look at your own self in terms of what's important to you. I said before that I think to most Christians this is the most important holiday, much more important to Christmas, because it defines Christianity. The resurrection, the entire Christian faith would be in vain if it wasn't for the resurrection. Interesting theories about how Jesus rose from the dead. I want to bring in Reverend John Stahl. He is a non-denominational Christian minister, written a fascinating book called Just Jesus Them that you can find on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. I want to get his focus on what happened on Easter Day, just how Jesus rose from the dead and how we became aware of this. Hey, Reverend Stahl, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
You and I had a lengthy discussion here last week, and I wanted to do a little program about, you know, several segments about Easter on my national show right here. But I was fascinated by your interpretation that makes great sense to me, makes good common sense to me, the name of our show, that Jesus never came out of the tomb. And I want you to explain to them, listen, wait a minute, they're going to say, oh, no, he came out, but walked out and scared the soldiers away and saw his mother. And that's kind of the traditional way we view what happened on Easter Day, whether we're Christian or not. Give me your ideas that we discussed about what happened when that stone was rolled away from the tomb of Jesus Christ.
Well, let me start by saying that when I had this Jesusing moment, or at least I felt this Jesusing moment, and every year I would go to an Easter service, they would do a drama and roll the tombstone back, and it would shake, and then Jesus would come out with his arms, you know, outstretched and the light behind him. And so I had this moment where I'd fulfilled a commitment at a position, and it was actually at a church. And so I had this time where I walked out these double doors, and I felt like, oh, this is what it must have felt like for Jesus to, you know, come out of the tomb. And whether it's changing jobs or, you know, a move for some people, whatever, a promotion, whatever it might be, that moment where, you know, I've arrived kind of thing. And so I went back to find these verses in the Bible, and I found that they're not anywhere in the Bible. And so it made me start to ponder, okay, well, if there's no place where the tombstone is rolled back where Jesus comes out, why is it then so important for this tombstone to be rolled back? And if you look, you'll find that the tombstone was actually rolled back, and the tombstone, this weighs hundreds, possibly thousands of pounds, and it was sealed. And as you said, it was guarded by the greatest military force in the world at that time. And the tombstone was rolled back, and yet every person that approaches the tomb at that point, they go into the tomb. And so it's a way of for God to invite us in. And this is just, as you said about the Christian faith, this is God's way of saying, listen, I want you to be a part of this, and I'm inviting you in to see that he isn't here, and he didn't need to burst forth, but at the same time, you did need to come in so that you could see this, and that's the basis for our Christian faith. And as one Jewish person actually said in the Bible, hey, if this is of God, it will continue throughout time. But if it's not, then it's gonna go away. And here we are 2,000 plus years later, and we're still celebrating this.
Well, very much so. And I've quoted from the Apostle Paul, who talked about how important Easter was. But I think that your theory that says that we were invited in is not Jesus coming out and just the simplified version of rise again from the dead. And just how that happened probably is relevant to our faith, but are we willing to join him and the Lord by entering into a whole different thought process, a whole different focus in our lives, a whole different spiritual world, if you will. And so, well, it's very interesting, and like I say, you write about in your book, and there is the fascination. I mean, it's been 2,000 years, and I know that there's a number of my listeners who say, look, I just don't know if I believe in God. I don't know if I'm a Christian. I'm agnostic. You know, maybe I'm an atheist at this point in my life. But I made the point on an earlier segment, Reverend Stahl, that to me, there's more interest in religion today for good and bad purposes than that I can ever recall in history. You know, what's going on in the Middle East, we're fighting wars over religious connotations. And if you look at writings about the church, there is just a massive amount of material about religion and about the Catholic Church and about Presbyterian churches and, you know, all segments of the church rather than I can ever recall. Now, I know it's easier to publish things today, but we're certainly not learning, rather, we're certainly not having a lessening of interest, regardless of what our faith is. You think that's a fair comment?
Oh, absolutely. There's something that's in each one of us that wants to seek that purpose. And the Christian faith is based on the fact that Jesus said that he would, not only die, but that he would come back 3 days later. And so the difference between Christianity and any other type of religion is the fact that the tomb was empty. And Jesus came down to be with us. And so as far as from a belief system goes, you can take people from 10 feet to 8 feet to 6 feet to 4 feet, but that final step that they have to take is still a step of faith. And so people that are yearning and people that have that desire to want to know God more closely, God puts that in each one of us. But it's up to us to go and seek that. And so when the Bible says, for God so loved the world, I think we all believe that. We all believe that God so loved this world that he sent his one and only Son. And so, we wouldn't perish. We would have a place with him in eternity. But what we don't understand is that if we take the world out and put ourselves in, we can say that for God so loved Jim, and for God so loved John, and for so God so loved Lisa or Lori or Deanna or whoever it might be. God loved them so much that he came down here to be with us, to walk with us, and to understand the things that we go through every day. And so we all have that desire to want to know him more closely, but at the end of the day, what we have to know is that we are worth being loved by this almighty, powerful, passionate, and personal Savior.
Aren't you amazed, though? You give a comment. Let me tell you my point of view.
Okay.
I'm amazed that in a very small towns, in an obscure part of the world back 2,000 years ago, that this individual who we know nothing about in his early life, who might not be educated at all, that we told is a carpenter, and brought together some disciples. I commented on that in the earlier segment, that, probably weren't that educated and not really great thinkers either. And you go on that, it took some time for them to really get a focus on their own religious beliefs. Does it amaze you? It certainly does me that something with this small, tiny seed could grow into this massive worldwide effort that affects hundreds of millions of people all over the world. And with that, Reverend, I want you to hang on. I've got to take a break. I'm talking to Reverend John Stahl. You can find his fascinating book called Just Jesus Them. You can find it on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. That's jimbrownusa.com. We'll take a quick pause. We're going to come back with Reverend Stahl for one more segment right after this message. Freshen up your coffee, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We're going to have Easter for you. We're talking to Reverend John Stahl. We've got him just for a few more minutes. He's got a service to preach here in just a few more minutes. But we're talking about religion and the focus in this day and time. Reverend, I asked you the question before we took our break about were you amazed, as am I, that the words of this itinerant preacher, no signs of any education, with a small flock of followers, could have the impact that it has in the world that we have today. Well, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's just another way of God relating to us, because this is a blue-collar guy. This is a person who's going to get in and get his hands dirty and go out and meet people right where they are and possibly the toughest parts of the day. And as you said with his disciples, he didn't take the best of the best. In fact, he had already chosen the disciple, or when he chose his disciples, they had already been looked over and passed over by the best rabbis that were out there. And so he went and chose people that were fishermen and tent makers and people that are in the everyday society or in our everyday walk, and chose them to walk alongside of him. But he came from those simple beginnings, and just another way that God wants to step into our lives and say, listen, I want to show you that I can relate to this, and I'm going to be in there in those small moments, and I'm going to be there in the big moments, and in all the things that you celebrate, that I'm going to be there. But I want you to know that it's not always about religion. In fact, too many times we get caught up in the rules and the traditions and everything within the religion, but we lose the fact that God is very relational. You know, just as we talked about earlier, he invites us in. He invites us in to know that we're loved and can be loved, and he wants us to be a part of this with him. And so that is how I see Jesus and his walk, and how and why it is so attractive to so many, because at the end of the day, that void that's missing for each one of us is a God-shaped hole that only God can fill.
But let me ask you this now. You know, you go to some churches and you see Jesus up on a pedestal with some light behind him and you know, really complete white pressed linens, and he's holding maybe a lamb and got some flowers all around him. If you read the Bible, that's not the image of Jesus Christ. I mean, Jesus was a radical. Look at that. You know, he took on the system. He took on the Pharisees. He took on the rabbis in the temple. He certainly confronted the Romans over what he thought was wrongs that were being committed, and he stood up for his beliefs. So he's not the, you know, he was a pretty hard-selling guy for what he believed in, wasn't he?
Sure, and in the end, when he could have called down and said, "All right, God, go ahead and step in now for me," he said, "No, not my will, but your will." And he stepped back and he allowed himself to take the entire brunt for every single one of us. You know, not the cross. A lot of people talk about, but getting to the cross is the most excruciating path ever taken. And he chose to do that for each one of us, and stood silent in the end, because of the love that he has for each one of us.
All right, now we've just got a very short time, about 20 minutes before you're going into the pulpit, and I think your service is on right now. What is going to be your Easter message today to your to the members of your church? What are you going to tell them? What special message are you going to bring about the importance of today?
Well, the thing that I want to focus on the most today is part of what we have touched on a little bit earlier, is that, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him, you know, will not perish but have everlasting life, and that you can put your name in the place of the world, for God so loved each one of us. So our name can go in there, and there is something special about that love that he has for every one of us, but that he has placed that for each one of us. Sadly, in that same passage, Jesus is talking, and he says that at the end of the day, people don't choose the light, which is Jesus is that light. They choose the darkness because the darkness is more fun. It's more fun to go out and miss the mark with God. It's more fun to go out and do the things that we want to do and choose and anything but God at those times. But when we allow that light in, it hits every place where the darkness creeps to, the corners and everything. And it's amazing the change that takes place when we allow him in. And so this is part of the greatest story ever told, and God wants us to each be a part of that story. Even though it's a little part, we all have a place within that story, and he invites us in to be a part of that.
Reverend John Stahl, I told you we'd cut things off for you because you've got to go preach a sermon and take that message. The book is called Just Jesus Them. You can find it on our website at jimbrownusa.com. I like, by the way, that you don't preach devotionals. You actually preach devotionals, what you should be doing to accentuate your faith, which is what you just got through telling us right there. So, hey, Reverend Stahl, take care. Have a great Easter for yourself. We'll hope to talk to you again here in the future.
Oh, I look forward to it. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful Easter as well.
Bye-bye. Interesting guy, and I said that last thing. I wish he could have elaborated a little bit. He's got to go preach a sermon, right? But you don't go and have a devotional today. You have a devotional. What's your to-do list? Hey, you make a list. You make your grocery list. You make your list as to what you're going to do when special things happen for grandkids and other things in your life. You make a list of what you want to accomplish. You make your New Year's resolutions. The devotional, and I touched on that earlier when I talked about the fact that I don't know what your background is. You know, you may be a Christian like me, you may be a Jewish, you may be a Muslim, or you may be uncertain. You may be agnostic or even an atheist. Say, I just don't accept that, don't believe in all that kind of thing. People kind of come and go, though, as atheists, because there are a lot of questions, as I posed to Reverend Stahl, the impact of one itinerant preacher with no education could have this much effect upon the world, and an effect that has brought massive good, but also has brought great consternation throughout the world, in the Middle East, and in other parts of the world. Most of the wars we've had in the history of the world have been started because of some religious foundation that others disagreed with. And so, as a consequence, it is a major factor in the world. You have to admit that. Religion is a major focus of many of your friends. You have to admit that. You've got friends and family that are very religious and very devotional. And so, you may want to end up where I am, where I happen to be a Christian, but I'm not doctrinal in terms of being a Lutheran or a Methodist or a Catholic. I think I've told you before that I've gravitated towards the Catholic Church for a variety of reasons. One is very convenient for me. We often broadcast this show out of New Orleans. I'm looking over Jackson Square, prettiest view you could find in America, over the gorgeous Jackson Square flow in the French Quarter. And I look right at the St. Louis Cathedral, in my opinion, is the prettiest cathedral, the longest continuing cathedral in this country. It's about 50 yards from where I broadcast from, and we broadcast out of New Orleans. So it's so easy to go there. I'll get off the show, and there'll be usually a service about to begin. I walk over and do that. So there's a Catholic church in my hometown of Baton Rouge that has a devotional chapel. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it's wonderful just to go by and meditate and think about maybe how to be a better grandfather, better father with my kids. It doesn't have to be particularly religious. But the church offers you an accent to sit and visit and think and participate if you want. I got a terrible voice. You know, I got this husky voice, hay fever season. I lose it a lot. I have to fight to stay on the radio with you folks. But I get up there and sing the songs, sing the hymns. You know, all those great Christian hymns that are written, and the spirituals, all the great spirituals that have come out of the Christian religion. Whether it be Amazing Grace or so many other great music. So there can be a variety of reasons why you are pulled into a thought process of considering your immortality, what is right for your family. Are you a believer, or are you just comfortable being in that uncertain zone where you think about it a good bit, like me, but really haven't made a full decision? So I share that with you, and we'll talk some more. Hey, Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. I want to get into politics. Obviously, lots going on with Bernie Sanders winning big victories yesterday. This Democratic race is kind of tightening up a little bit. We'll come back and talk about it. Jim Brown here, freshening up your coffee, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans, these high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer, then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever, monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the DBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, this race for the nomination, both within the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, is far from over. We saw that yesterday with Bernie Sanders. He's won 5 out of the 6 last primaries. Now, some people dismiss that and say, well, but Hillary Clinton's getting all the super Democrats with the super delegates within the Democratic Party, and therefore she's a cinch. But, you know, if I'm a super delegate and I'm inclined to believe Sanders' points of view, the guy's won 5 out of the last 6, you know, he's maybe going to get some converts. The guy's collected more than $140 million. 4.7 million donors. Now, I like that about Sanders. I think his average contribution is less than $50, about $47. And so Clinton has a big lead with the delegates right now, mainly because of the superdelegates. All these superdelegates say, well, they felt like initially that she was going to be a cinch to win. So, yeah, I'm pledged to her. They can unpledge just as easily. They're not locked in at all. Sanders wins Wisconsin, goes to New York and California and beats Clinton there and starts really garnering the delegates. All of a sudden, a lot of those super delegates are thinking, wait a minute, is Clinton a cinch to win this thing? The best thing that Clinton and Sanders have going for them, one would argue, many of the pundits would argue in the national press, is that look at the alternative. It's going to be Donald Trump or it's going to be Ted Cruz. Yes, the convention could try to broker itself and go to someone else, but that would just rip the whole Republican Party apart. I can tell you, Cruz delegates and Trump delegates, no matter who your choice is, there are diehard supporters, and they're not going to stand. You know, the convention could do that for the Republicans, but I think there would be a complete a huge overthrow and massive protests that would really just tear what remains of the Republican Party a lot apart. We're going through this huge transition in both parties. The good news is that third parties look like they got a better chance. I happen to be for that. You know, I don't like either party particularly. You can put them both in the sack and shake them up when it comes to being responsible and they go to Washington. It wouldn't matter who you pulled out. And so, as a consequence, I don't mind all the revolution taking place and all the shakeup and all the uncertainty. The press and the pundits in both parties would like to have a very staid situation where the front runners they're comfortable with who kowtow to the establishment would win the nomination, and you'd have this heavyweight boxing match at the very end to determine who's going to get the nomination. That's not going to happen this time. And a couple of the issues within the Republican ranks, the average Republican who has been in the party a long time and considered part of the Republican establishment are thinking that the party's making a huge mistake when it comes to all this talk of deporting illegal immigrants. We've got 10 million illegal immigrants. The view came primarily from Jeb Bush, former governor for Florida, and Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, who said, well, yeah, we got to tighten up the borders, put more people there on the borders, but in the meantime, we just can't deal with this massive deportation suggestion. We just got to legalize all these people. And, of course, look what happened to Jeb Bush. He dropped out, a month and a half ago. Rubio got absolutely shellacked in his whole home where he was the senator. Dumped, I think, 20-point defeat by Donald Trump. So his ideas on let's just go ahead and bless those that are here and give them the right to stay is just not working. It's just not working. and even papers like the Wall Street Journal have said, well, we can't send all these people back who've come into the country illegally. It would cost us, and I think they throw out a figure of $400 billion. Well, Trump could phrase what his suggestions are better, as could Ted Cruz. But nobody realistically thinks that if one of those guys is elected, you're going to have stormtroopers going door to door. If you can't prove your place of residence, then you're going to be deported out of the country. There's a very easy way, by the way, to stop tons of illegal immigrants, hundreds and millions of illegal immigrants, and that's to enforce the E-Verify situation. We've got E-Verify on the law where contractors, where employers have to verify that you are an American citizen. And it's a computer program. It's not that hard to do. It doesn't take much time. It doesn't cost you anything. And so if you do that, if the employee that is trying to get a job, the person trying to get a job, can't be their citizenship can't be verified through the E-Verify program, then you can't hire them. Well, if there's no jobs and you go ahead and enact entitlement reforms, if you don't have a chance for a job or benefits, then, you know, a lot of illegals are going to go back home. Say, I came up here because it's kind of cushy. I can get a job, get all these benefits, and why not sneak in? Easy to sneak in the border. If you cut all that off, then you don't have to be a stormtrooper and take boxcars full of people out of the country. Millions are going to go home on their own because there's just no future here for them. And so there's ways to do that. They're not as incendiary. Like I say, Trump says he's going to build a 20-foot wall and he's going to send every illegal home. Well, there's a procedure, you know, you could put together. Some good common sense minds go down and say, okay, we'll give someone that's here who's got a job that's important to America a chance to get a blue card and pay a fine and go ahead and stay. And there's a variety of ways you can address the program. You don't do it in 2 weeks or 2 months or 2 years. But over a period of time, you can enforce the basic premise that we have laws on the books. Those laws should be equally enforced, and everybody plays by the same rules. And right now we don't. We do not have that in place right now. What we have in place is if you can sneak in and make it to California, then you're set. You get a driver's license. You get benefits. You can get loans to go to college, all even though you're a completely legal immigrant. So if you cut all that off, it's going to make it much more palatable, quite frankly, in terms of who stays and who says, wait a minute, this just isn't worth it. I'm going to, I'm going to go back home. So, you know, it's not that radical suggestion. It's kind of how they put it on the part of both Cruz and Donald Trump. And these guys are certainly incendiary. And I've never in my life, you know, in the county commissioner's race or the dog catcher's race, the race for a justice of the peace anywhere in the country. No race. And look, I've been in politics for almost, 30 years. I've run in 9 statewide races. I've held 4 different posts in government. I've never seen so much nasty venom thrown in a race as I have in the presidential race for the Republican nomination. I mean, what Cruz and Trump, now they're into the wives and what the wives did or did not do. And it just really got despicable, quite frankly. But doesn't seem to affect the popularity within the Republican Party. And I'll tell you this, having had the experience of going through some nasty campaigns myself, whenever the Republican nomination is settled and one candidate emerges, you're going to see people have a short memory. You know, all the past will be forgotten, and the focus will be turned towards the Democratic nominee and the Democrat on the Republican. And you'll have some of that, but the terrible language and all that's being used now is going to be a thing of the past. So, anyway, I just share that with you. As far as the terrorism issue, Trump and Cruz are both catching a lot of slack because they want to start going into Muslim neighborhoods, and they want to do basically what they want to do is profile. And to a number of people in the press and to a number of citizens, particularly in certain parts of the country, profiling is wrong. Well, let me tell you this. You and I profile in everything we do. Don't tell me you don't profile. If your 16-year-old daughter is going out on a date and knocking at the door is some thug-looking kid with nose rings in his ear and tattoos all over his body and purple hair, you're not going to profile that kid and say, like hell, my daughter's going to go out with him. Of course you profile. If you're walking down the street, dimly lit, you're going to your car in the evening, you've been to a restaurant with some friends, and you come up to that restaurant, and you see, brother, you leave that restaurant, you see coming towards you three dudes with the jeans down low and their tennis shoes, maybe hoodies, could be white, could be black, could be Hispanic, wouldn't matter. You're just going to walk along, you're not going to profile them. I'd profile them, turn to my car, go back into the restaurant. Of course you profile. And we're out of time, but in a later segment, I'll give you some examples of other profiling that I think makes sense, just how you take care of yourself. Hey, Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. We're going to come back and talk about March Madness. We're going to talk about, are you safe traveling in this time? We'll get news at the top of the hour and come on back and make some more common sense. So fresh up your coffee. Hang on. We'll be right back after the news.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
True or false? Some contractors do business illegally without even knowing it.
It's true. I'm Stephen Klein, chairman of NAPAC, the National Association of Professionally Accredited Contractors. We help contractors operate their businesses properly to avoid government or private fines and lawsuits.
So someone may think their contract is legal, but it may not be?
That's right. The laws constantly change and it's hard to keep up with. NAPAC constantly monitors the laws state by state. We have the documents contractors need to operate safe and sound.
Why not just go to a lawyer?
You could, but most don't understand how home improvement really works. At NAPAC, we have the forms, guides, and agreements contractors need, approved by the nation's top remodeling law firm.
And now NAPAC will review any home improvement contract for basic compliance for free?
Absolutely free, but for a limited time only.
Scan both sides of your contract and email it to info@napac.net. info@napac.net. For a free confidential contract review, info@napac.net.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.